cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with me in studio today to tell us about Radiohead's album, OK Computer.
And you know what I'm going to say next, Andrew? This is one of my favourite albums. Now, I'd safely place this in my top 10.
Safe, right, OK.
100% of the time. Again, sometimes we choose the music we love and sometimes the music chooses us. This is 1997. And back when people used to buy CDs, and I was one of them, but didn't have a lot of money to buy them, you had to be careful in your choices. What I can picture myself now is listening to this in the kitchen of where I was living when I was in college. I had a CD player in the kitchen, and this was on. I had one of my housemates constantly listen to Celine Dion, so this was this was not just a protest movement, but certainly in keeping with that.
Okay, 1997. Their first album?
Oh, absolutely not. It was their third album. And Radiohead have form for changing it up. Now, they did have a massive international hit at the very start of their career, which really put them on the map. And everyone knows it. It's called Creep. And it has been covered. It has been orchestralized. It has been... absolutely, you will hear different versions of it in so many different guises. But that's the one that put them on the map. Their first album, Pablo Honey, followed by a great album called The Bends, which was very successful. So sometimes it is that third album that is the one that really launches.
So the first song we just played...
is No Surprises, which is what Tom York, the lead singer, actually calls a kind of a twisted nursery rhyme. I mean, you hear that rather soft chords. He said he was deeply influenced here by God Only Knows from Pet Sounds, an album which we've actually covered here.
Yeah.
Hugely interested in the orchestration of songs. And this is a wall of sound album. So you have this rather soft beginning. But what we're going to get into next is, and I've chosen the next song deliberately, is something a little bit rockier. That is Electioneering. And it wasn't one of the singles, but I deliberately chose it because... sometimes, I suppose, people's perception of Radiohead is that they can be a little bit ponderous or very softly melodic. And they can be, but they also know how to rock the house. And this is a band that's headlined Glastonbury now. They do get the crowd going. And what I will talk about here is a very, very distinctive guitar in here. And there's two very dominant personalities in Radiohead. Tom York, brilliant lyricist, guitarist. He also plays keyboards, etc. But the guitarist, they all met, by the way, when they were in school together in Oxfordshire. And Johnny Greenwood and his brother Colin are in the band. But Johnny Greenwood is a master musician. And I know that's easy to say, but I'll talk about a man who's been nominated for 2 Oscars for individual work doing soundtracks for films. He did soundtrack work on There Will Be Blood and also, The Power of the Dog and another film which was... Phantom Thread, the last film that Daniel Day-Lewis did.
So what's the most successful song from this album?
We shall close with it.
Oh, right.
It's an absolute,
we'll leave it as a surprise then. But how successful has the album been?
Hugely successful. This has been, actually, just in terms of sales, you're talking close in 8 million in terms of sales. So it's hugely, hugely popular. But in terms of its influence, this and I do say this a lot, but it had a real effect on how modern indie rock shaped over the next decade. In several lists, this comes out on top as the best album ever.
Why?
Yeah, particularly in the UK, in the Q Music, etc., listed as the greatest album of all time.
Well, let's take a listen to some more of the tracks from it then.
That there is a song called Let Down. And again, it was released as a single. It charted respectably without setting the world on fire. But again, this, when I talk about Radiohead, I'm talking about a band that has been probably more covered as an indie rock band than any other band in the last 30 years. So I've heard multiple covers of this song. I've heard orchestral versions, choral versions. It's beautiful, it's lyrical, and it's so mood changing.
How big were they, or did they crack the US?
They 100% cracked the US. As I said, they're never going to be the full on stadium rock band because of the nature that they actually tend. This was huge. This album, everybody, including myself, was waiting for OK Computer 2, the next one to mirror this. And they completely went down the rabbit hole of electronic music influenced by jazz and all sorts of things. Their next album, Kid A, was a complete departure. And initially everyone was going, what in the hell is this? But in actual fact, it massively, it took huge critical success as well. So they do change it up. That is Paranoid Android. And I deliberately got us to put this in quite late in the song, over 5 minutes into the song, because the outro for Paranoid Android is one, in my opinion, well, certainly one of my favourite pieces.
Why?
Any song. I think it is so connected. It brings tears to my eyes every time. I don't mean tears streaming down my face, but it makes me, if I'm walking down the street and I have this, I will have my arms out and look like a weirdo at this point because I feel like I'm experiencing something musically transcendent. To me, what they achieve in this song is just something otherworldly. It has this, and it descends then into a very, very loud kind of cacophony of guitar and chaos. But these moments of lyrical beauty, I think, are what really stand Radiohead out.
Who else, or did they provide an inspiration to?
I suppose.
Who did they inspire?
The band Bloc Party were absolutely hugely influenced. But the reality and the critical response to this album, in hindsight, said that, well, a lot of bands tried to copy their style. Noel Gallagher had initially dismissed Radiohead as a bunch of bloody students. But in actual fact, I think that was Liverpool, actually. I should have practiced that. he revised his opinion after this album and he said, okay, no, these are serious guys. So in terms of their influence, I would say pretty much every English indie band in the next 10 years took something from Radiohead.
For your final song,
Karma Police. And as I said, this is the biggest hit from the album. Also, it is worth noting that with Radiohead, they are very much into the visual. So they do take a lot of time with their music videos as well. And the music video for Karma Police, I remember watching it and just thinking, oh my God, it's like a David Lynch film in microcosm. It's weird. They nearly always have some kind of story or jeopardy going on. And this features, a man sitting in the back of a car and we don't know where he's going and he doesn't seem to be able to figure it out. The driver won't tell him. But the song itself, I think what I love most about Radiohead, apart from their musicality, is the towering vocal of Thom Yorke. To be a great band, you need a great singer. Mm. And Thom Yorke has incredible vocal range. He's controversial, he's political, he's regarded as a bit of a difficult person in various parts of the music industry. Recently, there's been political controversy with his stance on what's happening in Palestine and all of that. But he's very much his own man. And for me, watching Thom Yorke perform live is one of the highlights of my musical audience experience.
How many times have you seen them live?
I've seen them three times. Once in the absolute lashings of rain in Malahide, which wasn't the best experience, but I saw them on the OK Computer tour down in Punchestown. And I think it's the best concert.
Really?
Ever.
When was their last?
They would have come here within the last 5 years, and I missed them, so I didn't see them the last time. The last time I saw them, I think, was in Malahide, which is probably going on 10 years ago.
Okay.
They are...
If you get the opportunity.
If you get to see them live, because what you really see is how talented they all are as musicians. Mm. But Thom Yorke as a front man, he wouldn't have been on anyone's bedroom wall, I don't think. He's no pin-up boy, but he has something very, very special. If you don't know OK Computer, and I'm sure many of your listeners do, it's one of the finest albums in the last 50 years.
Well, you make a great case for it. We leave you with Alan's favourite choice from OK Computer, Karma Police. Of course, talking about Radiohead's album. Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Thanks a million for joining us on The Making Of.
Radiohead.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.